The following program was paid for by Templar Real Estate. The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the staff and management of WMTR. As always, it is advisable to consult a professional before making a major decision. It's time now for the Templar Real Estate Talk Show. Here's your host for the program, Joseph J. Zoppi.
Estate Talk Show. My name is Joseph J. Zoppi, a real estate investor, consumer advocate, author, and managing partner of Templar Real Estate Enterprises. You can reach us at templarcashforhouses.com. That's T-E-M-P-L-A-R cashforhouses.com. That's one word. Or you could call us at 973-240-8593. Again, that's 973-240-8593. We could answer any questions you may have, or you could email us from our website as well. Again, for any questions or anything you want discussed on this radio show. For first-time listeners, my company is a real estate investment firm. We buy houses for cash. We purchase apartment buildings. We do joint ventures with other real estate investors. We loan money for rehabs and provide transactional and gap funding as well. We work with individuals that want to invest with us in single family houses up to apartment buildings. We do not speculate, and we're very protective of our money and our investors' money. We're not a brokerage and I'm not a real estate agent, but I have individuals on staff that could sell your house through the traditional multiple listing service. This show is going to go over everything there is about real estate and those things that impact real estate. We'll talk about our rehabs, some of our investments, what went well and what did not go well, and how we learned from it and how we worked around it. We'll talk about the economy and interest rates, and we'll discuss trends in the real estate market. Real estate's one of your biggest investments, so it's important you know as much as possible about it. I'll provide you with my opinion. It's only my opinion. I ask everyone to do lots of research in anything that they're going to do, from investments to hiring an individual for whatever the case may be. So I'm going to do a shout out to some of my favorite listeners. Right now that's Paulette from Livingston, the most famous crossing guard there in Livingston, and also Tim from Cedar Grove, as well as Jim and Sandy. Also, I'd like to thank some of my private investors, Nick and Cheryl T. as well. So, we've been having a lot of discussions lately with individuals that want to learn how to evaluate a single family house and whether it's a good investment from a passive perspective. So there's passive and active. Active is where you're involved in everything from selection of the different finishes to which contractors you're using, so on and so forth. And then passive is basically where you lend money and you get a rate of return. So we've been doing a lot of seminars, and individuals have been coming over to our office to learn about this. And again, it's on the passive side, not on the active side. So you're not going to learn how to rehab, but we will show you if an investment is good or not, and you know how to evaluate that. And I think that's really important for more and more people that are knowing other individuals that have done flips and are looking for private investors. So we will go over how to evaluate what the market price on the property is, you know, what's a good deal, what's not a good deal, and take it from there. Okay, again, there's no charge associated with it. There's no obligations. We always try to give back to our community and everyone else. I want to make sure that everyone's always successful in real estate. That's why I get kind of crazy when I hear about all the speculation and people dumping so much money into cryptocurrencies. Now, again, if you put some money into it, that's not a problem. It's just that some people are putting like excessive numbers in, and it's very speculative. And as a result of that, you could potentially lose a lot of your money. And depending on which cryptocurrency it is, you know, you could definitely lose a lot. So please be wary of that. You know, I say that all the time. Also, if you need to sell your house in New Jersey, please give us a call. We are expanding a little bit into New York as well, so a little bit into Manhattan and Staten Island and the five boroughs. We right now have a number of TV ads on TV for buying houses. So I've partnered with another individual out of Long Island, and he works out of Long Island, so he's going to do Long Island still. I'm going to do Jersey, and then we're going to work together for properties in Staten Island, Manhattan, five boroughs, and a little bit I'll be doing also up north, over the line near Tappan Zee, Rye, New York, around there. So we're expanding a little bit that way. We have a lot of stuff going on, and this is just another thing that's we're doing and expanding in a lot of different ways. Again, we buy houses in New Jersey. I have individuals all the time calling me, do you buy a house in New Milford? Yes, we buy houses in New Milford. We buy a lot of houses in Bergen County. We love Bergen County, so we buy houses in Bergen County. We buy houses in South Jersey. We buy houses in North Jersey. So we're buying them throughout. A couple other areas we buy houses, even though we buy them everywhere. You know, we buy a number of houses in Jersey City, and we buy also houses in Newark, which we do like. You know, most individuals are concerned about Newark and some of the other inner cities, but for the most part, we even buy in Newark, and we have no issues with that. There's, you know, some, you know, decent places, some very decent places, you know, down neck, the Ironbound section, really killer section. Even North Newark, they command really fairly strong rent numbers. The east side, or the west side, and also the south side are also commanding some decent rental numbers. And you'd be surprised what's down there and how well they're fixed up and everything. So you might not have been down there lately, but, you know, it's kind of weird. It's kind of traditional inner city, because you'll have a couple of houses that are run down, then you'll have some really nice ones, and you'll have another couple of houses that are run down. Unfortunately, it's not consistent, but, you know, there's opportunities everywhere, depending on what the price is and, you know, the marketability of it. And in Newark, there is definitely marketability, and not only in the down neck section, as they say. So please give us a call. Like I said, if you're interested in selling your house fast, or even if it's not fast and you just want to sell it through the traditional multiple listing service, please give us a call. We'd be more than happy to talk to you. Again, everything's no obligation. So that's really important. If you just want to pick my brain, we'd be more than happy to talk. I have no problems with that. Again, I like to ensure that individuals do not get hurt and lose money or go into some type of contract with either a broker or whatever the case may be, or a investor, and it's not good for them. So that's one of the things from a consumer advocate perspective that's very, very near and dear to me. Also, I forgot to say that if you're interested in any of these seminars, please go to www.investwithtemplar.com. Again, that's www.investwithtemplar.com. And you just fill out a simple form. We'll contact you and we could set up a time either in a group setting or one-on-one. We have offices in Parsippany as well as Princeton. We're kind of moving everything out of Princeton for the most part. We'll still have a sales office down there, but really our main office is going to be in Parsippany just because we have so much business up here. But we're also thinking of maybe having an office down in a lot further south than Princeton to handle the shore area and things like that. So we're still working on that. There's a lot of things that are happening in our company, from purchasing large apartment buildings to our single family investments. Again, I'm looking for individuals that want to sell a group of properties. Right now I have one I'm working on. It's 7 properties down in the shore area. So we'll see about that. A little tricky where it's at, and you know, it's a flood zone, and there's just a lot of issues with these 7 properties. So we'll see if I'm able to purchase them, but I'm always up for a challenge, and I always like when you know, there's a lot of diversity with the different properties and trying to negotiate a deal that's good for both of us. And that's really what I really would like in the end, is just something that we're both comfortable with. Maybe not, neither one of us is happy with it, but we're both comfortable with it. And maybe that's the perfect sign of a great purchase, is one where neither one is ecstatic and we're both comfortable with it. So we'll see. I don't know. Again, you know, I spoke just earlier about crypto, and you know, I'll restate again about real estate. Real estate's a hard asset, so it's always good. You know, you look at it, you could touch it, you could figure out fairly easily what it's worth. When you get into different things from different technology companies, and you got to listen to all the talking heads, and you don't know what they're talking about, and you're not sure, and it's just a lot more difficult. And that's why I've, you know, moved over the years into real estate, is because of that. It's just, it just always makes sense. And if, you know, you're wise, and you don't have to be that wise, and you could ensure that your investment's going to go up over time, and you don't have to worry as much about it, and it's not as cyclical and going up and down. Real estate's fairly consistent in terms of moving up in price. Now again, with the prices gone up so high, I do expect at some point probably a pullback. I'm not sure. Not a lot, but maybe 10%. You know, it really depends. You know, there's not enough housing out there. So again, everything's based on supply and demand. Just as we saw in COVID, where the prices went up a lot in terms of purchasing a house, it's because the supply of those houses that are on the market for sale were very few and far between. So the prices went up. So even with COVID not around or not as prevalent or whatever adjective you want to use, the price of real estate should hold its value for the most part. Now, I can't say the same thing about, you know, stocks and stuff. You know, at some point there's going to be a pullback. You know, the Fed's going to be tapering, and they're not going to be buying as much bonds. And as a result of that, there's not going to be as much liquidity in the market. And usually as a result of that, you know, you're going to see some downward pressure on stocks. That's just the way it is. And if new tax laws go into effect, companies will not be as profitable. And again, it's going to bring down stocks and the price. It's just, it is going to. So You know, please be wary of that. Also, mortgage forbearance. So that, as I say every week, I'll continue to say that. They're putting the brakes on that. So people are going to have to make some decisions. If you're coming out of forbearance, please give us a call. We'd be more than happy to work with you. You know, please act quickly, because I always say these banks, these lending institutions just throw fees upon fees upon fees upon fees on you. Just, they'll kill you. And it's just criminal what they do. And, you know, no one does anything about it. Nobody. You know, same thing with if you do a loan mod. The loan mods kill you. You know, they push all the fees to the end, and then all of a sudden, instead of a $250,000 loan, you have a $300,000 loan. And your house maybe is only worth $310,000. So if you sold it with the selling expenses and everything else, you'd make nothing. So as a result of that, watch the loan modifications. And if you're in a problem, you know, get out of it. Try to get out of it as quick as possible. Please give me a call. I'm more than happy to talk to you about it. Okay, I'm going to have to close up this session, and I'll be back shortly. Again, if you need to reach us, you can call us at 973-240-8593 or TemplarCashForHouses.com. I'll be right back. Thank you very much.
Life can be a roller coaster, and sometimes you need to sell your house fast. That's why there's TemplarBuysHouses.com. Maybe you're downsizing, getting a divorce, having health or financial issues. If so, head to TemplarBuysHouses.com. TemplarBuysHouses.com. TemplarBuysHouses.com will buy your house quickly and without hassle. If you've inherited a house that is vacant, contact TemplarBuysHouses.com. Dealing with them is easy and quick. No high-pressure sales tactics, and you won't have to fix up the house. They will buy your house as is. You pick the closing date and when you move out. No commissions and no hassles. Contact TemplarBuysHouses.com. TemplarBuysHouses.com. With an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. Call 973-315-7990. That's 973-315-7990.
Be sure to listen to the podcast of the Templar Real Estate Talk Show. Find it now at TemplarBuysHouses.com.
Hello, welcome back to the Templar Real Estate Talk Show. My name is Joseph J. Zoppi, Managing Partner of Templar Real Estate Enterprises. You could reach us at 973-240-8593. Again, that's 973-240-8593 or TemplarCashForHouses.com. Also, if you're interested in learning to invest passively in real estate, you could contact us at investwithtemplar.com. Again, that's investwithtemplar.com. It's a simple form you fill out, and we could arrange a Zoom call or in-person meeting in our Parsippany office, and we could show you different ways to ensure that if you are investing in real estate, you could understand it, you can understand what you think your rate of return is going to be, and how to evaluate if a property is worth it for, you know, X amount of dollars, and you need $20,000 of rehab. Again, won't show you how to do fix and flips, but we'll show you how to evaluate if a property is good or it is not. And it's pretty straightforward, and I think you'll learn a lot out of it. It's no obligation, you don't pay for it, and we just sit and talk and go over, you know, different topics related to that. Okay, again, please give me a call if you are interested, or investwithtemplar.com. So one of the things that I had spoken a few weeks ago about, we were purchasing a property and the woman was having early signs of dementia. So her sister and her brother-in-law came up and helped her pack up and move down to North Carolina or South Carolina, I'm not sure. And they wanted to sell the house quick. They contacted myself and two other companies, and we won the bid or the deal. So when I spoke to the brother-in-law, you know, I went through as we always go through. You know, we'll buy it for cash, basically. You could leave anything you want in the house, and you don't have to worry about inspections. You know, we will do inspections because we want to know what issues there are. So when we start the rehabs on day one, we're ready to go. And it's really a no-hassle approach. We have a simple contract. We submit it. We'll show you our proof of funds, our lines of credit. And that's it. It's pretty easy. We engage in these all the time. We send the contract to the attorney of the seller. And sometimes, you know, the seller's attorney will usually change a few things. They gotta kind of justify it. And it's usually extremely minor. And it might go back once and, you know, we accept it as is and move forward. So this one was not as simple. And again, I've said before, there's attorneys that are deal makers and ones that are deal breakers. Well, we submitted the contract to the seller, and I think the seller submitted it to his attorney. And this attorney was a estate type attorney. Not a real estate, just estates in general. And I contacted my attorney, and I've used this attorney a few times because I usually use two or three attorneys, and one of them retired. So this one kept asking, you know, to be part of the group and to use her. And she kept asking. I said, okay, we'll try it. And we've had some positive experiences with her. And I asked her, you know, what's going on? We haven't heard anything. She contacted the seller's attorney, and all we heard was that the seller's attorney was going away on vacation for a week. We waited another week, and then we waited another day or two. Then we get an email saying that the contract is canceled. I'm like, what is going on here? I didn't hear anything. It was just all of a sudden the contract is canceled. I'm going crazy. Like, what happened? And I contacted the seller, and he said, well, I don't know. It was what the attorney said, which I really didn't believe wholeheartedly, but I wasn't going to say that. And I said to him, you know, we went through everything. I'm not sure what the problem is. And he says, I don't know. I'll have to get back to you. So I contacted my attorney and said, you know, what happened? And she said, well, before she went on vacation, she said that she wasn't happy with the contract. My attorney said, well, why don't you redo the contract? And the attorney said, okay. And I didn't know anything about this. And all I wanted to do was solve it and figure out how to get this deal back on track. And I put together an email. I went through everything that we talked about. I said that we were sending over the proof of funds, which are basically the lines of credit. And, you know, I just went through step by step. And then I had my attorney contact the attorney. I says, I don't want any emails. I want you to talk to that person. Because a lot of times you see everything goes back and forth on emails and you can't really capture everything. And I get really crazy when different parties do that and they don't pick up the phone and just talk. And that's the most important thing, is talk. So she contacted the attorney, and the attorney was upset that we didn't send the bank statement. I was like, well, I didn't know that. And I said, yeah, we could send the bank statement, but we have lines of credit. We have, you know, I'll send you both of them. There's like over $4 million in lines of credit. So we did that, and that put everything back on track. And, you know, my focus was, how do we get this back on track? My partner, with her good sense, also wanted to know, well, why did this happen to begin with? And which is right. So that's why it's good to have a partnership, because I look at things one way and my partner looks at them sometimes completely opposite way. So I said, yeah, that's a good point. I was more concerned about getting it on track, not worrying about what happened, but really we should be looking at that. And when I spoke to her, the attorney, she said, well, she just really wasn't, you know, it was just very tepid about it. And I heard that, and I spoke to my partner on it, and we're just talking about it, and says, well, why did we know about this to begin with? So, of course, got me very upset as I was thinking about it more and more and more and more. And I sent an email to her, and I wanted an email, not talk to her. I wanted it laid out. And I said, you know, you're an attorney, and you said that there really wasn't an issue, but you don't know if the attorney, you know, you have to understand subtleties. And I knew that would get her upset. I said, you know, subtleties are very important, because someone might not say something outright, but there might be a subtle tone to it. And I said, well, you didn't say that there was any, you know, you didn't interpret these subtleties. And then I get blindsided by it later on. If I knew about it earlier, I would have talked to the seller and we could have addressed it a week and a half beforehand. So she didn't send anything that night. So I knew it was brewing on her. And then she sent it in the morning. And she says she understands subtleties and, I don't know, so on and so forth. But going forward, if there's anything like that, she's going to contact me immediately. So I got my point across, but I was really not happy with it at all. She did not communicate the way she should have. And that's one of my biggest pet peeves, is not communicating. And that's why I spoke to the seller, because I wanted to communicate. So that's a big factor. Then after that, because I only have a few minutes left in this broadcast, the seller's attorney put together the contract, and it was just a mess. And there was ambiguity everywhere. There was one thing that said one thing and one thing that said the complete opposite. You know, we were going to be responsible for any issues with the CO. And the attorney put it that the seller would be responsible for that. And the seller said he was leaving all the furniture. And the contract said no, they were taking the furniture, and it was just a mess. It was just a mess, and I called up the seller. I said, listen, I don't know what your attorney's doing. I go, there's ambiguity everywhere. You know, if I was a different type of investor, I'd leave everything, and then I'd have you have it afterwards, you know, put you in a bind. Case in point, they leave the furniture, which they were planning on doing, and in the contract it says they're going to take the furniture. Well, if I wasn't, you know, if I was ruthless or, you know, someone sly or, you know, wouldn't be trustworthy. I'd wait till day of close and say, well, I got to clean this up. And then I'm going to charge you $8,000 to remove this furniture. Or we don't close right away, so on and so forth. And I know they want to close really right away. So, you know, someone that's not honest would do something like that. I told him, I said, this is wrong. I said, you know, it's a lousy contract. He said, well, she doesn't really do real estate, but I didn't want to debate with him, but it didn't really matter. It was just basic. This is a single family house. There's not much to this. And there was ambiguity, and not only ambiguity, but things that contradicted each other, and that's more appropriate. There was lots of contradictions. And it was just a poorly written contract. So I worked through it with my partner, sent it to my attorney. She cleaned up a few things, and then that was it. But, and then there was another question they also had. And I made it very clear to the seller. I said, if there's any issues, please give me a call so we can move this through. And afterwards, he called me. He says, Joe, now I know why you said that. He goes, because there's another problem. I said, right, I knew it. He says, I've been through this rodeo, and I could see it. I could see it emerging, and I knew it was going to be a problem once it started as a problem. Because the attorney was trying to, like, tighten it up so much that it was just, it was ridiculous. So that's it for that. So we got it under contract. We're going to be closing in a couple weeks. Hopefully everything else will go very smooth. And the woman could get their money and she could, you know, live the rest of her life in peace, hopefully. You know, unfortunately with dementia, it's not that easy. So my prayers go out to her and her family. So I'd like to close out. Again, please call us at 973-240-8593. We'd be more than happy to talk to you about anything. If you need to sell your house fast, need to sell your house at all, please give us a call. Again, thank you very much. Have a great weekend. God bless to everyone out there. Bye-bye.
Life can be a roller coaster, and sometimes you need to sell your house fast. That's why there's TemplarBuysHouses.com. Maybe you're downsizing, getting a divorce, having health or financial issues. If so, head to TemplarBuysHouses.com. TemplarBuysHouses.com. TemplarBuysHouses.com will buy your house quickly and without hassle. If you've inherited a house that is vacant, contact TemplarBuysHouses.com. Dealing with them is easy and quick. No high-pressure sales tactics, and you won't have to fix up the house. They will buy your house as is. You pick the closing date and when you move out. No commissions and no hassles. Contact TemplarBuysHouses.com. T-E-M-P-L-A-R BuysHouses.com. With an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. Call 973-315-7990. That's 973-315-7990.
Be sure to listen to the podcast of the Templar Real Estate Talk Show. Find it now at TemplarBuysHouses.com.
The preceding program was paid for by Templar Real Estate. The views and opinions expressed are not necessarily those of the staff and management of WMTR. As always, it is advisable to consult a professional before making a major decision.